What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 542. In this episode, I'll discuss opportunities for antibiotic stewardship before hospital discharge. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode542. A primary focus of antibiotic stewardship programs is to reduce unnecessary antibiotic use among hospital inpatients. Reducing unnecessary antibiotic use upon hospital discharge is not a popular focus among the majority of stewardship programs. However, a significant opportunity for stewardship exists at the point of hospital discharge, and this was recently highlighted by a retrospective multi-center study published in Clinical Infectious Diseases. The article's authors analyzed patients treated in 46 different hospitals for pneumonia and UTI. They looked for antibiotic overuse at discharge, which they defined as unnecessary antibiotic use, excess antibiotic duration, or suboptimal fluoroquinolone use. More than half of patients treated for pneumonia had antibiotic overuse, as did more than a third of patients treated for UTI. For patients treated with pneumonia, about two-thirds of the overuse was related to excess duration of treatment. For patients with UTI, just under half of the overuse was due to treatment of asymptomatic bacteria. The study highlights a potential area of focus for antibiotic stewardship. However, before focusing your antibiotic stewardship program in this area, it would be wise to spot check your institution's rate of antibiotic overuse at discharge for pneumonia and UTI. The authors of the study found a wide variation between the 46 sites, with the best performing hospital having only a 15.9% rate of overuse on discharge, and the worst performing having more than five times that at 80.6%. Members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy have access to in-depth practical training from a pharmacist's point of view on antibiotic stewardship topics, such as approach to de-escalation of antibiotics in patients with sepsis, in patients with pneumonia, alternative antibiotics to reduce the use of quinolones, the pharmacist's role in preventing C. diff infection in the ICU, and prospective audit with feedback. This is in addition to many other practical trainings and resources for hospital pharmacists. To browse the title and objectives of each training, follow the links at pharmacyjoe.com/training. And to get immediate access to these and other resources to help in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.